Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some of the best high school basketball in the state is played right here in Southeast Wisconsin. It's time to hear from some of the best high school basketball coaches in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now, here's 105.7 FM The Fan's high school insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my, co-host, special guest, whatever you want to call him. Going to be my co-host as the show goes on, I'll tell you that. Head basketball coach at Brookfield Central. Been a friend of mine a long time, Dan Wandry. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Good first week in the books, man.
Yeah, two tough weeks. It's
I guess 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
And as you can tell, I've been talking a little bit in the gym, so yeah. I'm a little hoarse, but it's been really good.
You got four boys with you. These you don't have to yell at these guys.
Never. They always do exactly what I ask them to do.
I don't know. The one kid to your left is smirking and shaking his head. I've watched him play. You yell at him plenty.
Just a little.
Just a little. Yeah. Well, hey, we're going to get to those guys later in the show. In fact, next segment, we'll have a couple of them join us. So far, so good as far as your season. When do you start?
Our first game is Tuesday night. We play Wisconsin Lutheran over at Central. So it's, we've had 2 weeks of practice. Obviously, our football team had a great season, made it all the way to the championship game. So
congratulations, Jed Kennedy.
Yeah, it was great. You know, and Jed's a great guy, a hard worker, a good friend. And
He coaches him hard and loves him up harder. That's what he told me. He's
a really tough loss for our guys, but they had a great season, so we're really proud of them. But yeah, like we had six kids who just are back in the gym this weekend for the first time full time. So it's been a little bit, dysfunctional, but in a good way. So
speaking of tough losses, I told you if I'm going to bring you in, I have to talk about the big elephant in the room for a second.
That wasn't part of the contract.
Then we're going to move on. Tough loss last year to end your what was a great season for Brookfield Central. The Arrowhead loss was a tough loss. I was at home watching it on TV, and it was hard for me. And I didn't have a dog in the fight, but that one was hard. But you guys, you'll bounce back. And the worst loss I ever had was we played Oostburg in the sectional finals and lost to them. And I never saw the tape, and I didn't drive to Sheboygan for a year. Because there's a sign that said to Oostburg. So, I felt for you, Coach, and I know that the toughest one, and now we're looking forward, but need to talk a little bit about that. That was difficult for you.
Very difficult, right? Our guys, we had a great season, as you said. We went through a difficult sectional to get up to state in Madison, and, we didn't play our best game throughout that game, but kind of wrestled control of the game for a while and then, just kind of did some uncharacteristic things for us and made some mistakes and did some things. And, you got to give a lot of credit to Arrowhead. I watched all of their playoff games. I think going back, and I already talked to our team about this a little bit, that I think their last, other than the championship game against Stevens Point, the four games leading up to that, they were trailing in the last minute of all four of those playoff games.
Seniors.
And they came back and won.
A lot of seniors on that team.
So that was tough, but, and you talk about not watching the film. There's really no reason for me to see that. I've got it pretty much emblazoned in my brain. It won't go away, so that's tough. But we talk a lot about just if you lose, and in a tough fashion especially, if you learn some things from it and make yourself better from it and move on, the loss is tough. But
right.
Hopefully we'll get better because of it.
The head coach that you're going to play against on Tuesday, at Wisconsin Lutheran, who I just really like. I think he does things the right way. He sat where you're sitting a couple years ago, and I said, boy, you play as tough a non-conference schedule as anybody. And he said, yeah, I do it on purpose. And he said, look, I don't mind losing games as long as we really learn something each time that we lose. He said the worst thing is to lose a game and have our kids not learn anything or our coaching staff not learn anything. If we can learn something along the way and it's a loss, I'll be okay with that. Do you think you guys learned something from that one?
I think so. We'll find out, right? I mean, it was the good thing, if there is any silver lining from it. Obviously, we were in Madison playing, on the last weekend of the year,
You guys had a great year.
Yeah.
So I've now turned the page and we're done with that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this year's team. Yeah. How many guys coming back?
Well, we do have 8 returning players from last year.
Okay.
These 4 guys that are with us today. 3 of them, actually, 3 of them were starters last year, and Charlie was our major sub coming off the bench. So we have a large portion of our team coming back. We're really excited about the season. I kind of took a page out of Coach Walz's book, and we have an outstanding, very competitive non-conference schedule. I think our Greater Metro Conference is going to be just a dogfight every night out.
Well, if you didn't think that, watching Wauwatosa West last night beat Cedarburg, I think they're picked 6th or 7th in your conference.
Maybe even lower than that.
Yeah, right? You know what? I'll tell you what, they look good.
Yeah, they did.
They look good,
yeah,
and they play hard. We played in their scrimmage, and Coach Mitchell's got those guys playing hard, man, and they're running good stuff. Yeah. And for them to beat Cedarburg, I think – your conference better take notice.
Oh, definitely.
People said he might be that team might be 1-2 years away. He may have them ready to go sooner.
Well, if I looked around the gym last night, down at UWM, I think just about every other Greater Metro Conference coach was there.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of them.
Every staff was represented, so I'm sure everybody was kind of on high alert just to see what was going on. And then, they were very impressive. So,
speaking of the Fresh Coast Classic, at 10:45 today, we're going to talk to Russell Stamper, who is the IZ alderman in District 15 in the city of Milwaukee. Happened to sit next to him last night at the Fresh Coast, and it turns out he's a Messmer guy. So we get to have that in common.
Yeah.
He's on the board for Fresh Coast, and I said, hey, can we get you on for a couple minutes just to talk about this tournament, the importance of the educational side of it? And the crowd was unbelievable last night.
Yeah, it was.
They ran a little late.
They ran a little late. I think I pulled into my house in Pewaukee about 12:45 after the Washington Brown Deer game. But those games at night were, all 3 of them were really close and competitive. Outstanding basketball.
Are you going back tonight?
I'm not. We actually have our big girls' Thanksgiving tournament over at Brookfield Central that I'm kind of helping out with. So I'll be over there for that.
I'll be there tonight.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, we got a good game tonight. Greendale Martin Luther, two years ago, our first game of the year was against.
I'm impressed. It only took 10 minutes for you to get to Greendale Martin Luther today.
You know what? And I get bonuses if I get within the first 5. It's 8:15 tonight against Destiny. 2 years ago, our first game was School of the Arts. Do you know School of the Arts had a team?
I did not know that they had
a team. They do. Not bad. They do, but that was our first game, and now we open up with Destiny, and then Pi is coming up next week. Yeah. So let's just say the level of competition has gone up. Again, 10:45, Russell Stamper's going to join us. 11 o'clock, we're going to name our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. He's a kid who's sitting on the couch right there. 11:30 on our Coach's Corner, Brian Miller, the Director of Athletics and Head Men's Basketball Coach at MSOE, will join us. And in between, we're going to weave in and out on some of these players that are sitting on the couch and sitting in the chair. Could you name the players we've got coming in?
Yeah, we got seniors Charlie Debink and Andreas Peralta-Werns, and then juniors Cole Now and Gage Malencik.
No Charlie Smith anywhere, huh? Jim Smith, none of those easy ones. Yeah. Well, I've watched these boys play, and I'm really impressed with them, and I look forward to spending some time talking about their season in this conference. When you look at this conference, Coach, I don't know if it's a football or a basketball conference anymore. Normally you can talk about, conferences and you go, look, that's a basketball conference or that's a football conference. This one, I don't know.
Well, in watching all the football games, you know, I know the Classic Eight has an outstanding reputation for football, but, you know, you look at Brookfield Central, Brookfield East this year, probably two of the top division two yep. teams around. You know, Marquette is always outstanding. We've added Germantown from a football standpoint. You know, Sussex, Hamilton, Menominee Falls. You know, there's not right. there's not a lot of drop off in that league. And mm-hmm. then, you know, you look at basketball. Geez, you know, Wauwatosa East, Brookfield East, Menominee Falls, Germantown, Tulsa West. You know, I'm probably missing somebody. Menominee, yeah, I
Sussex,
think Falls,
Hamilton.
Sussex, Hamilton.
Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah.
yeah
they
Baldwin
might be the
only had
to win.
24 yeah. or something yeah. yesterday in his freshman debut.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
That'll be fun.
Right. Yeah. Hey, do you when you look at the schedule, do you think your players look at, and I'm going to ask them this, do they look at when they play, who is it?
You know, this year it's hard. We just actually had this conversation. We had a nice early practice this morning, and you know, there's not really a game that you kind of point to. Obviously, you know, some of our we're playing Milwaukee, Washington next weekend. You know, we play Oshkosh North non-conference. You know, obviously in our city, you know, the Brookfield East, Brookfield Central rivalry is really big. Sussex,
Marquette.
Hamilton, Marquette. I mean, you know, on our schedule, there's not a whole lot of nights off.
Years ago, I did a show with all the Brookfield football coaches. We're on location at a Lexus dealer, I think, in Brookfield. And I had the Brook Central coach in, and I had the Brookfield East coach in, the Brookfield Academy coach in. And we had some players from Brook Central there. And I said, boys, when you get the schedule, what do you look at? And there were five of them. Four of them, without missing a beat, said Brookfield East. And the fifth said Marquette. I don't like Marquette much. And I said, and they were, then two of their guys said, hold on, I think I want to go with that. And it was really quite funny. Yeah. But it was Brookfield East or it was Marquette. Yeah. And the guys that said Brookfield East said, look, I work here in the summer and there's two Brookfield East guys there. I go out and I see them. I go to cops, they're there. Right. So I need to get that win so that I can look at them and snarl a little bit and giggle a little bit. I don't think he was giggling. I think he was talking some smack. I don't know how Brookfield boys talk yeah. smack. I don't know that.
I'm not sure either.
We maybe can ask them that as well. Hey, you guys are loaded at a number of positions. Guard is a good position for Brook Central right now.
It is. We're very fortunate. You know, the guys sitting behind me are all perimeter players. We've added a couple of younger perimeter players.
What are you going to do with them? Have you ever had a 6'5 guy before?
We have one right now.
Yeah, but in the past, you're not, right? Not many?
No. This is year number four for us in the boys program. And no, well, my first year we had Emil Radicevic, who's playing up at Edgewood right now, was 6'7. You know, unfortunately, he injured himself in about the fifth or sixth game of the year. So we didn't have him.
You know, I asked Cerrone that once, don't they ever? And all of a sudden, he's got about three guys, 6'5", 6'6". So who knows? Maybe in the future that'll happen to you guys. Hey, let's get to a quick break. Other side of the break, we're going to start to bring in some of these players from Brookfield Central. We'll talk to them about this year's team, this year's conference. And a couple of these guys played basketball with each other a long time.
Yes.
Through the junior the program?
Yeah, I think Cole and Gage probably started playing together in third or fourth grade and spent a lot of time even playing in the summer on their AAU team together.
Those are the two guys we're going to bring up first, and we'll do that on the other side. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented as always by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern joined now by a couple of players from Brook Central along their coach. He's now my co-host, Wandry. You get paid extra for being my co-host, by the way. I'm going to double
Perfect.
Your salary for this thing.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, these two players, they have played basketball together for a long time. And I wanted to bring these guys on. Impressed with all four of the kids that are in studio, but certainly a couple of these guys I took good notice of. We played against you guys in the summer, and was it the fall? When
Both.
Were you up by you?
Yeah. Both, yeah.
And I know that you guys have played some with the guys at Martin Luther, where I coach. We were joined by Cole Nall. How are you, Cole?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, you can shoot a little bit, huh?
Yeah, sometimes.
Coach, he can fire it, right?
Yeah, he's a good shooter. Yeah.
He's a really good shooter.
Yeah, we just got to get him to believe that.
Hey, I watched him. I watched him knock some shots down against Martin Luther, and he stepped right up and didn't shy away. I was hoping he'd pass the ball, but he didn't do that. Also joined by, I guess, I don't know if he's the face of the program, but he's the guy that a lot of people talk about. Hey, Gage Malenczyk, say your last name for me.
Malenczyk.
There you go, Malenczyk. I've got it. Gage, you've, and I don't know if you feel the pressure at all, but there's a lot of people talk about, when they talk about Brookfield Central, they talk about this team, and they talk about it as a team, but it starts sometimes with you. Do you like that?
Yeah, I guess I love it.
Yeah, ball's in your hands a lot. You're making the decision on what's going to be run. Last year as a sophomore, did you play varsity as a freshman?
I did.
So that jump from eighth grade to varsity basketball, how long did it take for it to slow down a little bit for you?
I would say after the first couple games. My first couple games are kind of rough, but I don't know. Coach Wanger believed me. My teammates did.
Yeah, if I always think in the middle of a year, if you take a kid up, that adjustment seems to take longer, Coach. But if he right away started with varsity practice as an eighth grader, and I remember he's obviously filled out a little bit and called the same thing, got a little bigger, but that had to be a tough first four or five games, right?
It really was, you know. And you know, when I took the job 4 or 5 years ago, you know, we obviously knew who Cole and Gage were, and we knew they were going to make an impact for us right away. And they played with us all summer and did a lot of good things. Cole, unfortunately, suffered an injury that summer and missed a lot of the summer and the fall. But you could tell right away with Gage just some of that intangible stuff. You know, he's an outstanding ball handler, uses change of speeds and change of directions just like very few others that I've seen.
Hey, Gage, did you, your freshman year, did you look for your shot? Or were you thinking, okay, I need to make sure that these guys – understand that I could give the ball up as well. These guys are all laughing. You've never been shy to take a shot, right?
No, that's wrong. Freshman year, I was nervous first couple games.
Okay.
I think I only had a total of probably 8 points in the first five games. Probably a total of five shots or so in that too.
And do you remember the breakout game? Do you remember one where all of a sudden it was like, okay, you know what, I belong here. I just had 15 or whatever.
I wouldn't say that, but I would say the second half of my freshman year, the last 10 or 15 games, I think I averaged more like 18 which or 15. Which,
good for you. Yeah, that means stuff. Everything slowed down. Do you remember the first game where everybody was – I mean, you had to be thinking, man, these guys are so old and they're so fast and jump like crazy. Do you remember who the first game was against?
Yeah, Waukesha North. I'll never forget that.
You'll never forget that. Did those boys talk to you at all?
Some of them.
Yeah, I bet. Because as a freshman, you looked a little like Opie Taylor, if you know who that is.
Yeah.
And they had some things to talk about. What about Cole? What about you? Did you not play at all then?
No, I still played varsity as a freshman. I just missed summer.
It was summer. Come a little closer to the mic if you could. Do you remember what that was like to go from eighth grade to playing in a real varsity game and the difference in size and speed? And
oh yeah, mostly strength was the difference for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you looking to get a shot off, or were you looking to give the ball up early? You're laughing.
I was a little more passive as a freshman than I probably should have been.
Yeah.
But yeah, next year I made a big jump from that.
So the fact that your coach, sometimes it does take players more time to believe in themselves than it does for us, because we see it. And I always think, you know, when you get these guys, the quicker you can get that out of them, to make them understand they belong here. If they didn't belong here, we wouldn't have them here, right? Yeah. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, and you know, the thing about, I mean, these are, you know, all of our guys, we're really fortunate. We have great kids. And so, like, they came in and, yeah, definitely they belonged. But, you know, they had that kind of the respect for their older teammates and, you know, almost kind of just deferred at times. And at times it was deferring too much.
Yeah.
And I remember in some pregame warm-ups going over to Cole and, you know, tapping him on the shoulder. I'm like, okay, can you take three shots today? Please, free.
Do you know how many players would love if their coach would tell them to shoot the ball more?
And then usually he didn't get to three. If we begged for three, we might have gotten two.
And he didn't have open looks?
Yeah. Well, if you've watched Cole play, and he does get open looks, but he also can create a lot of open looks for himself.
Yeah.
And so he's got great court vision, and he's got a great sense for what's happening around him. But he's almost always looking to pass it first, which is a great attribute. But sometimes it's like, okay, now you've got to score.
Yeah, no doubt. Gage, you and Cole, I'm going to ask you the same question. Who do you play in the summer for? What AAU team?
I play
team?
For the Iowa Barnstormers.
Okay, and who do you play for?
Rayon Select.
Okay, so did you like summer? Do you like the AAU scene as much as you like high school with your high school team? And look, I've coached both, and look, sometimes the answer is I like AAU better, and I understand that. It's hard as a high school coach to get a kid excited and fired up to go across town to play Brookfield East if 3 weeks prior he was in Las Vegas playing against some guy that everybody knows. And so I understand that. I personally, and I hope that whether you guys agree now or it's going to take 5 years to agree, I think the best time to play basketball is high school basketball at your school. These are guys 100%. You walk down the hall with, the kids come out who you're in English class with, and they're wearing your jersey, or they got their big face, you know, whatever. And those kids are cheering you guys on, and they go up to state, and when you guys lose, they hurt with you. I guess I've set the question up really horribly because you can't go against me now. But
I just wanted to add, remember who's sitting right next to you in the studio now.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Barnstormers are really well known, so you get a chance to play at a high level with those guys. Do you guys practice much?
Yeah, right when the high school season ends, we'll have like two or three days, like four to eight hour practices and stuff like that on Saturdays, and sometimes we'll sleep over and go Saturday, Sunday. So it's not a lot of days, but we do a lot.
Do you know a lot of those guys?
Yeah.
I mean, did you know them already? Because there's some Wisconsin guys playing for them.
Yeah, we actually played them a dang near two or three times every single year at NY2LA tournaments.
Who did you play for prior to them?
Rayon Select and Flagrant Warriors.
Yeah, I bet those guys are not happy to see you go to the Barnstormers, right? All right, Cole, you want to say anything about that?
No,
nothing at all. I'm going to close off. You guys will never win a game.
Hey, we had
this
really
year.
Good chemistry when we came here, Mike. Yeah.
You guys won't win a game, and it's all going to be my fault. Cole, same question for you as far as playing in the summertime with AAU compared to playing for your school.
Oh, yeah, AAU do. I believe AAU is more of a fast speed pace. It's full court press, not as much defense. But for high school, I like high school better just because of the fans and the hype and everything. Coming out against Vincent last year, coming out and seeing all of our fans was really sweet. So
yeah.
That's something I'll never forget.
That sectional was, whew. You played Riverside and then Vincent, I think, right?
Yeah, we had two big student sections for both those games, so that was really sweet.
That's awesome. It's there's something, and look, I've been doing this 36 years. I've been coaching. And I'll have kids that will disagree with me, and then 2 years later, 3 years later, come back and say, you know what, man, you were right. I mean, this is a really great time of my life to play high school basketball. I had a kid come up to me. He quit, in fact, during warm-ups or tryouts, I'm sorry, his senior year. He would have probably been sixth, seventh guy, and he quit. And he came up to me 3-4 years later and said, outside of my house and my dog, I would give up anything I own to come back and play one more week. Give me 1 week of practice and give me a Friday night home game. And me coming off the bench, I would give up any of that. I'm so sorry that he said it was a pride issue. I was mad I wasn't going to start. So I hope you guys take full advantage and just love this high school stuff. Guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to coach. I'm going to cut you loose for a minute. And Andres is going to join us, and we'll talk to these three guys. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to bring Charlie up by himself along with you, Coach. And he's our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. And we'll find out what motivates him to be such a good student athlete. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
Yeah,
our bumper music brought to you by Gage. Gage, you like that, Nirvana?
It's actually Brett Kaufman's favorite band. I usually listen to bands.
But... Oh, there you go. That's awesome. Whose is it?
One of our friends.
Yeah, is he listening?
Yeah, he's obsessed.
Yeah, there you go. He played that for you. We are also joined Andreas Peralta Werns. Boy, that's close, isn't that?
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, so I asked you, I was at the Homestead game last year, and you hit 6 or 7 threes in the first half, and they just kind of let you float out there and didn't come out and guard you. And I'm telling you, I was sitting on the floor, and about the fifth one, you caught it and turned, and there was nobody there. And I know you were thinking, you got to be kidding me. I've just hit 4 or 5 in a row and let it fly and nothing but net. And you kind of smiled a little bit and ran down the court. Man, you got hot. You got hot, and they let you shoot it. Your score?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Key Anthony Blake. You are. Key Anthony Blake is a kid that plays for me, and you guys play on the same team, right?
Yeah.
AU team? I said, how good of a player? He said, man, can he shoot it, coach? He can straight up shoot it. He said, now he wouldn't score on me because I'd. And then I said, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, Key Anthony. Good career so far. You're having fun playing at Brook Central. Did you play in a youth program as well?
Yeah, I did.
So you've played all the way through. Do you remember when you were 4th, 5th, 6th grade going to varsity games and thinking, man, I can't wait to put that uniform on. I can't wait to play on Friday night on that varsity team.
Well, when I was younger in like 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, I was kind of like in an outside school, so I didn't really know much about the high school that okay. much. So I didn't come until maybe 8th and 7th grade.
So do you remember 7th, 8th grade thinking, oh, man, yeah. one day I wanted to get out there and get introduced in front of this crowd. Brookfield Central, the reputation of the school is that they support their teams. I mean, you saw it on football and you saw it last year in basketball. So you get a lot of kids and a lot of parents in that community that come out that support this team. It's a fun place to play, I bet.
Oh, yeah, it's really fun. Everybody's really supportive. Everybody follows every other sport no matter what.
Are you a senior?
Yeah.
So you're a senior. When you were a sophomore, did you play varsity?
Yes, I did.
So you were there when these two guys, that one in your right, one in your left, that moved up, and they played right away as freshmen. No problems in the locker room with that?
Nope, not at all. Everybody was really mature about it.
Yeah, and you know, once practice starts and you realize they can play, okay. Just, you know what, if they're better than some of the guys that have been in the program for a little bit, they're better and as far as how the team goes, are you? I'm going to ask all three of you guys: multi-sport athletes or basketball only?
Basketball only.
Basketball and volleyball.
Basketball only.
Really? Did you play any other sports, Gage, when you were growing up?
Yeah, me and Cole played football and both quit 7th grade. You after did? 7th grade, yeah.
I played baseball too.
Yeah.
You quit baseball too?
Yeah.
8th grade.
Yeah.
Play a little bit of soccer too.
But you don't miss playing football?
No.
What position did you play?
I don't miss.
Running back.
What did you play?
Wide receiver.
You don't miss the practices?
No. Games are very fun.
Yeah.
I played with our quarterback now. He's really good. So it was really fun playing with Drew. But no.
Leshinsky?
Yeah.
So you want me to tell you my favorite Leshinsky story? I coached his father in baseball.
Oh, boy.
Well, we know his father. Well.
You know Paulie? Yeah. Yeah. Paul was in 7th grade, and he was young enough to play Little League baseball. But I was coaching Pony League, which is the 7th, 8th, and freshman. And he had like 24 home runs in 12 games in Little League. And I said, why don't you come play with the big boys? He said, no, I'm going to play Little League. I said, so you can hit 26 home runs? You don't think you're good enough to play with the older kids? He said, no, I can play with them. So he came and played on the Pony League, and he would always be standing next to me saying, let me pitch. And he was all of about this big, he's a little guy. And I said, go away. Get away from me. Just go play third base. Well, we had a game that the two of our pitchers didn't show up. And he's standing right there, let me pitch, let me pitch. So it was a big game, too. I put him in, and he was throwing a curveball, 7th grade, that the umpire would start laughing, and a kid would dive out of the way, and it would come in, and he'd have to call it a strike. And his mom said, Mrs. Leshinsky would say, go out there and tell him to quit throwing a curveball. So I'd walk out and say, quit throwing a curveball. And as a 7th grader, he said, hey, go back to the bench, and if you come back out here, you have to take me out so I know you're not coming back out here. We have nobody else
that could
pitch. Does it sound like his son? Is that how...
I'd say more Nick than
yeah,
more
Nick. That's Nick. Yeah. That's the older brother. Yeah.
Nick's a little cocky too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you know what? He comes from a really good family.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a great family. Yeah. And I think he's got a chance to play at a pretty high level.
Yeah, for sure.
Both of them do.
Yeah, both of them do.
Yeah.
Nick doesn't mind hitting people.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Yeah. Hey, when you guys started camp this year, Gage, what's the goal for this year's team? What is the goal? Are you guys looking first? Because this conference is loaded. Right, so mm-hmm. you're looking at let's win a conference and then go from there because
yeah.
you've had the taste of getting up to the Kohl Center. I know in the back of your head you want to get there again.
Yeah, that's two things: winning conference and then playing one more night in March and winning one more game.
Yeah, I think that would certainly be and looking at all the preseason stuff and look in ours. Just so you know, last year Dominican was ranked number one in the state preseason. And they were ranked number one in our conference, and they took fourth. And so all of a sudden, they've put us in that position of Martin Luther. And, you know, whatever, Mark Miller does a great job, but nobody wins anything in November, yeah. right? The WBY shootout, you guys get a chance to play one game, I think, this year. You guys like going and playing in those showcases?
Yeah.
Cole, when you're at where you guys are at, which is everybody's talking about Brookfield Central. You know, Division One. You talk Stevens Point. You talk Brook Central. There's a couple of teams you talk about, but you get invited to a lot of stuff. You like playing in those?
Yeah, I love playing them. I love the atmosphere there, and luckily we get to play Oshkosh North, who's a really good team this year. So that's going to be a really tough test for our team.
Yeah, they are really good. Guys, we're going to cut you loose. Other side of the break, I'm going to have you come back later in the show, but we're going to reach out to Russell Stamper, who is a Alderman District 15. I sat next to him last night at the Fresh Coast Classic, and we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of that tournament and some of the great work they're doing on the academic side. On the other side of the break, we'll reach out to him. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by our local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Which student athlete is making a difference in their community, in their classroom, and on the field? Let's meet this week's Pick and Save High School Student Athlete of the Week, brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores. Pick and Save. There's something new every day.
Name of the band, Home for the Weekend, New Berlin Eisenhower guys. They're older now. They're in college and stuff, but they laid that down for me, as they'd say in the music industry. I want to thank Emmett Wood and his guys, Home for the Weekend, is the name of the band. Our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. He is a nice young man. It doesn't surprise me. You had a lot of guys to choose from, man. I said, Coach, you have to pick one. He said, I got six. I said, pick one. He said, it's going to be hard, but this is a young guy that I think he really deserves it, does a great job. In the classroom, Charlie Debink. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's good to meet you. All-conference soccer player, basketball player, and he said, look, I've come up the traditional way, not like these guys. Yeah. Freshman, JV, now varsity. Hey, your motivation for being such a good student-athlete, where does that come from?
I would have to say it comes from my parents. They work hard, so seeing them work hard and provide for my family and give my brother and sister these opportunities, I think it just comes from them.
Yeah, what's your mom and dad's name?
My mom's name is Kim, and my dad's name is Patrick.
Are they listening, do you think?
Probably, yeah.
Good, I hope so. Because, and all these kids, and I say this a lot, I always wanted to know what my son was like when he couldn't smell my cologne, right? When I'm not in the neighborhood, I'm not around the corner. And for Kim and Patrick, if you're listening, this kid, thank you, shakes my hand, thank you very much. These other guys are all just really nice young men, and we've had this conversation, Dan, that, look, we all have, as coaches, we all have issues, you know, whether it's this or that, but one thing that you don't have to worry too much about at Brookfield Central is these kids are pretty respectful, they respect the game, they're good ambassadors for you in the school.
Yeah, we are extremely fortunate in our program, in our school, that you know, the kids just, like you said, they'll look you in the eye, they'll shake your hand, just very respectful, hardworking kids. and kind of respect the process of what our program is and just, you know, school in general. We never have issues. Very seldom we have issues with academics or anything like that. So, you know, when the day is done, regardless of what happens on the basketball court, you know, I'm just really proud of, you know, who our guys are, how they act, what they do in the classroom, what they do in the community. You know, last year our team was the WBCA does an academic award. We've been the champions 2 years in a row for the team All-State Academic Award. It's something we're really proud of in addition to having a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, this was when I called and said I'd like to have a Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week, that was for you. It was like, come on, man. You know, I could pick a lot. Hey, Charlie, do you know where you want to go to school yet? If you had your choice, where would you go?
I would probably go to Wisconsin.
Yeah, up to Madison?
Yeah, up to Madison.
Do you know what you want to get into as far as academics?
Yeah, I'm thinking accounting, business school. Yeah. And I got a business teacher right here next to me.
Look at the big smile on his face, man. That's awesome. This year's team, Charlie, got a chance to do some good things. You feel pretty confident about this year's team?
Oh, for sure. Our schedule is tough, but knowing to the place we want to go, it's going to prepare us for down the road, and it'll help us a lot.
Is he going to give you some minutes this year?
Yeah, Charlie, as a junior last year, was probably our real pleasant surprise. You know, just he's got a twin brother who, when I got the job as a freshman, they were freshmen. I could only tell them apart when they were in uniform because they had different numbers on. And then, you know, then I thought I had something figured out with their hair, and then they changed their hairs as sophomores. And Ian's a great kid too, really, really good hard worker. And, you know, all of a sudden Charlie, just the beginning of practices last season, you know, like just doing outstanding things. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, probably about six games in, suffered a broken thumb. But I mean, up till that point, you know, he came in, he's just an outstanding defensive player. He's tough, he's strong. And I think when he went out with his injury, he was like 6 of 8 on 3-pointers.
Hey, were you just coming back at the Luke Holman last year? Is that right? Because I was doing my show live there, and you were out shooting. And I think you were talking to the trainer or saying, are you sure that this is okay? And you were knocking some shots down.
Yeah, that's right.
And you said, oh, no, he looks just fine.
Yeah.
He looks just fine.
So, yeah, Charlie is that, you know, kind of defensive stabilizer for us. You know, he doesn't look to score a lot. He kind of is always in the right spot. And then he's kind of epitomizes just being a great teammate, you know, kind of understanding what we want as coaches, but being able to get what the kids need to.
You know, for a guy like Gage and Andreas, who they love having guys like, you know, Cole doesn't like to shoot much. Charlie doesn't like to shoot much. They must love that, man. They must love, because if they had three other guys that like to shoot as much as they did, you know, that might be a little difficult. Hey, I always loved soccer players that came and played basketball because they could defend all day long. They move their feet. They don't have to use their hands, and they can run from here till, you know, Sunday and not break a sweat. Soccer, your love?
Soccer and basketball. Sports and general.
Hey, you've played both. You started at an early age. Did your twin brother play both as well?
Yeah, me and Ian were playing together ever since we started.
What soccer program do you play for?
Brookfield Academy. But now they just joined and they're on Brook United. So
okay, man, that's good. And you think possibly college? You might, depending on if you want to play at a D3 level or if Madison, if you get accepted, that's where you're going, right? I see that smile.
It depends. Yeah. Probably, though.
Yeah, good for you. Boy, Student Athlete of the Week. Charlie, I mean, what's going to happen next week, Charlie, is we're going to pick a day that works for both of us, and that Pick and Save across the street from Brook Central, we're going to meet over there. I got a beautiful plaque from Pick and Save that celebrates your hard work in the classroom, and we'll meet over there. I'll get your phone number before you leave, and we'll spend 15 minutes up there. I'll ask your coach, and I'll ask some of your players, your family to join us there. We'll get some pictures in the store, and it'll go on our face or our website and the Pick and Save Facebook page, and we'll announce you as this week's Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week.
That sounds great.
Yeah, he's a good kid, huh?
Great kid.
Hey, let's talk. Can we talk about a couple other guys on this roster who aren't here?
Sure.
That that make this team go. And I think it's important that, look, I love the fact that these guys were willing to come in and sit behind the microphone, but I think it's important that somebody goes out to watch Brookfield Central play. Who are some of the other players? Since your roster was not really filled out well on WisHoops.net, Coach, I appreciate that,
sorry.
By the way.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
No, that's all right. Who are some of the other kids that we need to talk about?
We had a couple other seniors. We talked about Charlie's twin brother, Ian Debbing, just another really solid, smart, fundamental player, especially here through this start with our football guys still working with the football team. You know, Ian's just a really solid, steady player for us. Great work ethic. Another senior, Jack Brady, kind of looking for, possible kind of, I don't want to say breakout season, but Jack has got a really good offensive game, can really shoot three. Our junior class is kind of loaded with our football players. Joey Cleary is a 6'4 forward for us, was a all-conference defensive back for the football team, had a great, great football season. You know, he'll be back in our gym here. He's a great athlete. Look to give us some.
Real quick, how long does it take for them to get their legs back, do you think?
Well, this is kind of going to be, I don't want to say the test. I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah, how long did you give them?
So we played, the guys played in the state championship game last Friday. And so we had them come in on Monday just kind of for a one-day tryout. We pretty much, we have the luxury of playing fall and summer together, so we kind of knew. And then we gave them the rest of the week. So we just said we're going to practice Sunday night to get ready for our Tuesday game. So take as much time as you need, for that week. So basically we gave them a week. At varying degrees, we've had a couple of guys kind of filter in.
Any other guys that I've missed?
Yeah, we have two freshmen that are in our on our team right now. David Joplin is a 6'6", 6'5", 6'6", forward. He's got a huge upside. I know that couple other freshmen in the area are getting a lot of attention, but I've seen David compete with some of those guys in the summer circuit, and he kind of, if he's not right in that same sentence with those guys, he should be right below him. He's very gifted. Cole's younger brother, Ben, now is a freshman that will most likely be a big contributor for us. And a couple other juniors, Jack Cooney was on our varsity last year as a reserve.
Right.
So, a lot to choose from and a lot of really
practice
good things happening.
Practice is pretty competitive.
Yeah, when we have everybody there and what's been going on, it's going to be a cat fight, dog fight.
That's awesome. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we've reached Russell Stamper, and we're going to get a hold of him. District 15 Alderman, talking about the Fresh Coast Classic. 11:30, we're talking to Brian Miller, the head men's basketball coach at MSOE. And in between, we'll continue talking to this Brookfield Central team. And I'll tell you, we're going to talk about that conference, Coach, because that conference is top to bottom, might be one of the better conferences in the state this year when it comes to basketball. And I can prove that. And I'll do that in the second hour. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Some of the best high school basketball in the state is played right here in Southeast Wisconsin. It's time to hear from some of the best high school basketball coaches in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now, here's 105.7 FM The Fan's high school insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hey, we're going to take a break from talking to Brookfield Central guys and talk a little bit about the tournament going on at the Clatchy Center yesterday and today. It's the Fresh Coast Classic. And I sat down at courtside last night and had a chance to sit next to Russell Stamper, who is the alderman in the District 15. And not only that, but he's a Messmer grad. So we got along really quite well. Hey, Russell, thanks a lot for a few minutes of your time. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for reaching out to me. I appreciate this opportunity, Jeff.
Yeah, you bet. You are on the board of directors for the Fresh Coast Classic. And I got to tell you, Russell, I know that everybody wants to start on the basketball side because there's some really good basketball going on. But this Fresh Coast Classic is so much more than just a basketball tournament.
No. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is about camaraderie. It's about bringing teams together. It's about great competition. And we started it the week before with a college fair. So we're also infusing college and education into this Fresh Coast Basketball Classic. A lot of sponsors are involved. Great teams from the suburbs playing great teams from the inner city. And it's just an exciting event, and I appreciate you covering it.
Yeah, you bet. You know, and the team I coach, Martin Luther, we played tonight at 8:15, but I wanted to come down there last night because I just always liked the energy level inside the Clatchy Center for there's, I don't know, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 fans really into the games. A lot of kids that are just really friendly kids having fun. And I think it shines a really good spotlight, Russell, on some of the really good things that are happening in the city. And this is one of them that I think if people would come out and see this, it just would put a smile on their face.
Yes, yes. Just like you and I were sitting at courtside yesterday, Jeff. We were excited watching great basketball. You were teaching me about Arrowhead and where they're from and how good of a team and how good of a facility they have.
You bet.
It's good to see that these young people see the importance of good sportsmanship and competition. I'm looking forward to today. Today is going to be an exciting day. Yesterday was super exciting. We had a lot of fans. We had a packed house. Did well on the sales. People enjoyed the basketball. All the games were great. The last one was probably the best. Washington High School was up against Brown Deer. And then in the last 10 minutes, Brown Deer came back, tied it up, ended up winning the game. So those brothers in the backcourt of Brown Deer were really good, using the glass, man, playing some serious, serious basketball. So today, I'm looking forward to checking out your school, Greendale Martin Luther. Our alma mater today plays at 12:15. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going down there in my brand new Fresh Coast Classic outfit.
There you go. Hey, let me run down the schedule for people. That's going on right now, it started at 10:30, so it's done. Bayview and Pius, 12:15, Milwaukee Messimer against West Dallas Central, 2:00, right. Milwaukee South against De Pere. And then at 3:30, Russell, you know, when we talked about it's more than just a basketball tournament, they have a drumline showcase that goes on. Yes. And a couple of years ago, I was going to watch 5 minutes of that and then get up and leave, and I couldn't stop watching it. In fact, I named Milwaukee King's drumline as my team of the week that week. Yes. And because they were so good. And I went to one of the kids and I said, hey, where's your coach? And they pointed to one of the kids that's in the drum line. And I said, no, where's your coach? And they said, right there. We don't have a budget to have a drum line coach, so we pick a senior, and that kid is our coach. And we listen to him. I went up and talked to this young man. I'm telling you, Russell, he could run for your job, and he might get it. That's how impressive he was, man.
I hope so one day. We need more talented youth here in Milwaukee to step up and take leadership roles in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, we're joined by Dan Wandry, who's back in studio. You were down at the Clatchy Center. You got home about what time, Dan? Oh, it's turned off, and Jeff just stepped out. But no, Dan got home about 12:15, 12:30 last night, and he said, man, that some of those games were so good. I came in, and I was impressed that Tulsa West got a win. I thought Cedarburg... Yeah. With all the hype that they might get them, but Tulsa West played really well. Watched Riverside and Arrowhead. That was a good game. Milwaukee King, McGuanago was a good game. You've been sitting courtside watching excellent basketball for a day, and you get to go back today and watch some more, Russell.
Yes, I'm on my way, but I am particularly looking forward to the drum line, as you stated. The drum line is some great, great, great competition on the band. Those guys are really put their heart and soul to it. They come out, practice, poised, and ready to entertain. So I can't wait to that. I'm taking my family down there today, and then we'll get back to the basketball.
Yeah, Milwaukee Vincent and New Berlin Eisenhower at 6:30, and then Destiny and Greendale Martin Luther at 8:15. Obviously, I'm excited to see how our boys at Martin Luther can stack up to defending state champion Destiny. They're good.
Yeah, that's gonna be a great game. I hope the community comes out and supports today.
Yeah, I do too.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, Russell, real quick, how long have you been involved with the Fresh Coast Classic?
Good question. This is my 6th year. It is 11th year total. Last year was our 10-year anniversary. We did a big celebration, thanking all the sponsors. And this year we're moving forward, the biggest crowd ever, 11 years strong. We have a partnership with the Milwaukee Bucks now. We had a great preliminary event, thanking all the sponsors and talking about the event this year and for the future. So 11 years strong, 6 years for me. And every year we think of something different to be a little bit more creative and innovative and promoting the classic. This is another part that can increase the awareness of Fresh Coast is you, Jeff, putting us on the radio, talking, interviewing with us, trying to get the word out and get the people down to watch some great basketball at the UWM Clatchy Center.
Yeah, you bet. You know, the other part that I'm a big fan of is the tie-in with the Running Rebels. I think the world of Victor Barnett and Dawn Barnett and the job and the mission that they have with Through the Running Rebels for the city of Milwaukee and the fact that they're certainly a part of this in a big way. And the board of directors are you and Dawn and Victor, and I got a chance to talk to Victor a little bit last night, and I think the world of him. He's been on another show that I do called Faith in the Zone, and the mission that he has for the city of Milwaukee, and he lives it. I mean, he lives that mission. I think they do a great job.
They do a great job. We're so blessed to have Dawn and Vic part of the team. Just to show you how great of a man Vic is, yesterday he was honored by some community members as the Humanitarian of the Year. So he's doing great work in his community. He has a focus on youth, and he really does have a focus on unifying the community. So we're blessed to have them, and they just make our team stronger.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, Russell, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you out there a little bit later on today. And I read your bio, and I really appreciate your willingness to work in the community, give back to the community. And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree with you. And it's certainly something you grew up with. And just know that I really appreciate the work that you do in the city of Milwaukee.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you so much for this interview. Thank you for coming down to Fresh Coast Classic and all your promotion. And I hope to see you later. And much appreciation to the community who did elect me. I am the 15th District Alderman, and this is my 3rd year, and I'm blessed to be able to represent that I actually was born and raised in. So appreciate this opportunity, Jeff.
You bet.
I'll see you later.
Thanks, Russell. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yep. So I sat with him last night, and I know Jeff just called him, so he got the names mixed up a little bit, but he's got my business card in his wallet now. So we talked a lot of basketball last night.
Yeah.
He played at Messmer. He said, and you know what? This is how important high school basketball is. He's been gone a long time from Messmer, but he knows that they lost in the state finals, and he basically told me exactly what the game plan was to beat them. They slowed it down. They defended. They doubled here. They trapped there. And he said, we went from averaging about 80 a game when we lost 38-34 or something like that. And he said it was just they slowed it down and they made us play their pace. And so you want to talk about high school basketball being important. This guy does a lot of stuff in his life, and that's something he remembers like it was yesterday.
You know, and Mike, we're starting to be those old guys in the gym and
in
the room.
I started that a long time
right?
ago. Thank you
and,
for that.
Just brings back, to my childhood, my youth, the just following the old Metro Conference and the Catholic Conference, just great basketball. And not that the City Conference wasn't. I mean, you think back to the Lincolns and all those teams, but you're right. I mean, the fact you get those guys together and they remember play by play, and it's awesome.
I asked him who was on that Messmer team, and he named Sanjay, and he named all these guys, and that team was loaded.
Yep.
And I don't know who beat him. I wish I would have asked him that, but he knew pretty much what the game plan was. You were impressed with that tournament last night. There was a lot of people there.
It was. It was really cool. And Cole talked about the environment and the atmosphere at some of these, shootouts or classics or whatever that you want to call them. The gym at Clatchy Center, it was vibrant. There was an electricity in the air, and that last game between Brown Deer and Washington was just, it was outstanding basketball, a lot of exciting plays, just, you know, ebbs and flows of the game. And, you know, kudos to the people from the Fresh Coast Tournament. It's kind of, and I think Ty Mosler is really involved in getting the teams and making the matchups. Yep. You know, Ty's a great guy. He does everything for basketball. You talk about the importance of high school basketball, and it goes so far beyond just high school basketball, what he does and what he provides for the players in his program and around the city.
Hey, but Dan, real quick about Ty, how close do you read what he says in the yearbook?
I read it at one point in time. I don't remember.
So
exactly
last
what it
year,
said.
He said his strength was his team was bilingual, and this year he said we don't have anybody who can dunk. And as an inner city school with more than 1,000 kids, that is very concerning to me. As soon as I pick up the book, I go right to there. South Division. Yeah. He said our kids usually do a pretty good job of being patient on the offense, understand that getting a good shot might take more than 35 to 40 seconds, which is a shot right at the guys who the 35-second clock. And that last year was our strength is our team is bilingual.
Yeah,
I laughed for about 10 minutes. He's one of the best coaches in the city of Milwaukee.
Totally. But again, just to finish off with the Fresh Coast, the kudos to that group of people. They work really hard to put on a great event. It's kind of like the unofficial tip-off of the high school basketball season, right? And you look at it, and you know it's kind of a who's who. All the coaches are scouting or that are participating, and it's just really exciting.
Hey, January 20th, and you guys, the Luke Holman is coming up. Yeah. You guys play Sun Prairie. Who set that one up?
Yeah, I don't know. There's heavy-set ball guy over in Brookfield.
Sun Prairie's loaded.
They are. We talked a lot about, you know, our team and where we want to be and where what we want to accomplish. And, we just decided we weren't going to shy away from anybody, right? If the goals that we have are legitimate and realistic, you know, we may take some bumps along the road. And I think, you know, when you have the team that we have and the guys coming back that we have and we've experienced the success that we've experienced, we want to put them into those situations as much as possible. We're really proud of the Luke Holman tournament. You know, obviously Luke was a great player for our school back in the early 2000s.
Yes, he was.
Died tragically. You know, his mom and dad are very involved with our program. Luke's dad, Jerry, is on our coaching staff. Coach Adams had always hosted a four-team holiday tournament before I started coaching with the boys. And I've had some experience putting together some tournaments with the girls, and we decided we might take a shot at putting a one-day showcase together. Leave it to me. The first year we had that tournament, this last year, we had 28 teams come over to Central, and of course I scheduled it on a weekend that the Holmans were on their annual vacation.
So
I owe them a little bit of an apology, but just a great tournament. I think we have 26 teams this year. We use both our main gym and our auxiliary gym. If you've noticed, I've really tried to not talk about that game with Sun Prairie. No. So we said,
let's play them.
Yeah, we're going to play them. I think it's a really exciting opportunity for our guys. And
prior to that, if you want to get out to WBY Shootout, these guys play at 6 o'clock on December 29th against a really good Oshkosh North team. You know what's cool is last year, the mighty Spartans from Greendale Martin Luther, we got the 9 a.m. games. Now we're at 1:30.
Yeah.
We're moving up, boys.
Yep.
We are moving. Next year, we might be at that 6 o'clock time slot is what I'm hoping.
Well, we kind of joke with our guys with the Terry Porter Classic coming up next week. My first year, we played at 9:30 or 9:45 on Saturday morning. My second year, we played at like 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. My kids, they acted like they were still in accounting class. They didn't act like they were on the basketball court. And then last year, I think we had like the 5 o'clock game on Friday. And now this year with the Milwaukee Washington, I think we have the primetime game on Saturday. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I'm sure that after watching Washington last night, you slept really well.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, to worry about Wisconsin Lutheran first, means I won't sleep for a couple of days. And then,
As coaches, we don't look ahead, but we work ahead, mm-hmm. right? Isn't that the key?
Yeah.
Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. Dan Wandry. He's the head basketball coach at Brookfield Central. Four of his players are in studio, and we'll talk to them a little bit. 11:30, Brian Miller, the head men's basketball coach at MSOE on our Coach's Corner, will join us. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. In studio, Dan Wandry, head basketball coach at Brookfield Central, along with four of his players, joined by two of them now. And I wanted to talk to Gage and Cole about, look, they're a year and a half away from, you know, their career being done at Brookfield Central. It's a long time, a lot of basketball to be played. But, you know, as kids like this and really talented basketball players, they're going to have the opportunity, if they want to play at the next level, both of them. In fact, we've got a number of them here in the studio that can play at the next level. And, Gage, I want to start with you. If you could close your eyes and pick the school, you'd say, look, this is a school I want to go to. What school would that be?
I'd probably say Miami of Ohio right now.
Miami of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, at night, you close your eyes and say, any school in the country, I can put their uniform on, what school would that be?
I'd have to go Duke then.
Duke.
Yeah.
So our general manager here, he's from North Carolina.
All right.
And he walked in 4 years ago, and we had a full company meeting. And he walked in and he introduced himself, y'all, I'm from North Carolina. My name's Chuck Sullivan. There's only one four-letter word that will not be spoken in this building, and that's Duke. I don't want to hear about Duke. If your dog's name is Duke, get rid of the dog. If your nickname is Duke, you're getting fired. So, you know what? If Chuck walked in, we're not saying Duke to him. Nah, he is a Tar Heel fan through and through. Cole, how about you?
Wisconsin.
You'd want to play at Wisconsin?
Yes.
Good for you. Yeah, I like watching Wisconsin.
Yeah,
play.
Me too.
Nobody said Marquette. Back in the day, Wandry, everybody said Marquette. It's the Al McGuire factor, maybe.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and now it's Duke. And I know why he's talking Miami of Ohio, because they've shown a lot of interest in Gage. Who's shown some interest in Ivy League schools, you said?
Yeah, Holy Cross has shown interest in me, Elon stuff, mid-major schools mostly.
Right yeah. Now. Man, you got the grades to get into that whole Ivy League thing?
I have the grades right now. It's mostly going to have to be getting a good score for the ACT.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good for you. Do you know what, you have any idea what you want to go academics? Again, you got so much time. You're going to change your mind 15 times. But if you had to select now, what would you say?
Major?
Yeah.
I'd probably want to do something with math. An actuary would be something I'd want to look into.
Attaboy. That's awesome. How about you, Gage?
You know, I'm not really sure yet.
Yeah. My son did, math was his deal.
Really?
Too. Yeah, he did, he had like a 34 in his ACT or 32 in his ACT in math. And he works for a company now, and they work with hospitals all over the country. He's got spreadsheets all over. I've got absolutely no, Cole, I have no idea what he does. So I know that he does it really well and he enjoys it, but I've got no idea. He was in, and Coach, this is more of a story, I think, for you. When he was at Calvary Baptist, that's where he went to high school, I thought he'd come to Dominican, and he came out of their first day of class, and I picked him up, and I said, how did it go? He said, Dad, you'll never believe who I sit next to in math class. I said, who is it? He said, I'd give you a million guesses, you wouldn't get it. I said, who? He said, I sit next to the kid that was the reason for the fall of the Roman Empire. I go, what? He said, Dad, I'm going to love this math teacher. He told us not to write in his books, and the kid put his name in the book. And he took from this kid writing in this book all the way back to reason why he was the reason for the fall of the Roman Empire. Do you know his last semester, senior year, he was done with math. And he went to the math teacher and said, look, your calculus class is during my lunch. Do you mind if I eat lunch? He said, you're done with math. He said, no, I want to take one more class with you. And can I eat lunch if I take this class? And he goes, of course. So that's it. For a teacher to understand how important what you guys do in the classroom. Yeah. You know, this guy didn't coach my son in any basketball or soccer or any of that stuff, but he reached him. And this kid fell in love with math because of that teacher. Really cool. Why math for you? Does it come easy?
I've always liked math and like science better than reading in English. So
yeah, I haven't liked any of them, but yeah, that's why I do what I do. Have you gone to Miami of Ohio? Have you seen the campus?
Yeah, I went to their basketball camp last summer.
Do you go to a lot of camps in the summer?
I'd say a few.
Do you like them?
Some are better than others, but I mean, I enjoy seeing the campuses always and meeting the coaches and seeing other players there.
And competing against guys that you might compete with at the next level. The Iowa Barnstormers, you guys play a pretty heavy schedule, right? Yeah. You guys play against the best of the best.
Yeah.
How'd you guys do this last year?
We did very good in the last three tournaments to finish off the summer. In July, we actually won two and then got second and the third. And then we also supposedly beat the number one team in the country, actually, Indiana Elite, which it's a pretty loaded team. I'm pretty sure every single guy has been as a Division I player on their team. And yeah.
Who are the other Wisconsin guys that play with you on that team?
Nobody.
So the
Joey Hauser.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Did you guys get to play against each other at all this summer? Yeah. How'd that go?
We lost.
Yeah. Big? Yeah. Everybody's laughing.
No,
it was close. Half, yeah. Second half they ran away with it.
Did you guard him by any chance?
Yeah. I did guard you.
You did? Yeah, did you shut him down?
Yeah, he kind of did.
Yeah, because
I'm just kidding.
It was that hard for you to play against him?
No.
Just competing. Like in practice. You don't want to take anyone.
Who talks more in the court between you two?
What do you mean by talking?
Defensively, I talk more.
That's
a great question.
Talking Brookfield smack.
And Cole just said it. On defense, Cole is kind of the communicator doing the things. On offense, Gage is kind of like our, you know, director and doing all the stuff. He likes to go a little bit sometimes, and he gets the little competitive, you know, clapping. And it's funny because he's kind of like this silent, you know, real prim and proper guy, just kind of going about his work. But when it gets turned on, the competitive juices come, and he's not backing down from anybody.
Gage, let me ask you a question. So if you have a tough first 10 minutes of a game, and there's a guy in the other team saying stuff like, man, you're overrated, that kind of stuff, do you like that? Does that get you going, or do you just not listen to it?
Yeah, it gets me going. I get pretty mad sometimes.
Does he play good? Does he play well when he's mad? You like that? You know what? We were playing a team last year, and I'm not going to name the team, but I think they got up 10-4 to start. We took a timeout, and they had a little guard that said something to our two guards, and it just woke them up. And we actually had a running clock on them. And and that kid, he didn't say anything again for a long time. So, guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Brian Miller, head men's basketball coach at MSOE, will join us. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local pick and save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Do you ever wonder why a coach does what he does? What's his coaching philosophy? From offense to defense to special teams. It's time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Department.
Hey, the name of this band, Tango Lions, Homestead Football Coaches. Isn't that awesome? 53 weeks. The singer is a teacher at Homestead.
Nice.
It's my son-in-law. It's his band. It's awesome.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, Tango Lions. Check them out. Facebook Tango Lions Official is what it's called. Our next guest, he is Brian Miller, the head men's basketball coach at MSOE. I haven't talked to him in a while. Coach, how you been?
Great, Mike. How are you?
Good. Hey, joined in studio by Dan Wandering, a number of Brookfield Central basketball players. They had a great year last year. They got a chance to be awfully good again this year. And I just wanted to tell you, one of the young men that are in studio, a kid by the name of Cole Now, he said, what do you like? Like, what are you going to do in school? He said, something with math. I love math. I love science. And I said, you need to stick around and take a listen to Brian Miller, because he surrounds himself with young men that love math and can handle the academics at MSOE. And that's a tough place to get through, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I am surrounded by math guys. I think you've heard me joke before that I'm the dumbest guy at practice right. every day, but I'm still in charge. So I was listening to the show. I heard the young man mention something about actuary, and interestingly enough, the number two actuary school in the country is
MSOE.
Yeah, and that's new from probably the last time we talked, Mike. We've only had the program 5 years, and so most places that have something in that area are just kind of a math major, and then you just take all those actuary tests on the side, but we have an actual program in it. So, yeah, a lot of great math guys have come through here, and their coach is not a great math guy. I'm an old social studies teacher.
That's awesome. Well, opposites attract. You know that, Coach?
That's right.
You know, I love look, this show, I only let guys on that give our kids a chance to play at the next level. If there's a college in the state and they have, you know, only one or two players from the state of Wisconsin on their roster, I go somewhere else. Because I like guys that recruit this area. And if there are players that are good enough academically and good enough to play at the next level and MSOE comes talking to them, it's a school that I think people have to look at. And I love the fact that guys like Jason Pulesi from West Ellis Hill are really having a good year. And these are, in fact, he's a former Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week for us. He's doing a nice job for you.
Yeah, he's a good leader. Obviously, coach's kid. His dad, years ago, used to officiate in our league. So I joke with him that he's the only player I've ever had whose dad's given me a technical. yeah. His dad tells me he never did, but it still makes for a good joke at banquets, right?
Hey, Brian, his dad gave all of us technicals. He doesn't remember any of them. Wandry Plessy gave you one, too, I'm sure.
And I'm sure it was very well deserved.
Yes. I don't think mine was, but...
Yeah, I'm sure if I got it, I deserved it. But Jason's doing a great job, and it is nice to... you know, have local kids. I think one of the things that's changed in my 14 years here is when I first started, people still didn't really know you. And, you know, when the Kern Center was first built and more basketball activities took place here, you know, my first year we were able to get that Whiz Kids League changed from Marquette to here. That helped open some eyes. And Tony from NY2LA used to run some things here before Brown Deer built the newer center. Now he does almost all of it up there. But, you know, in the beginning years, I would still get Milwaukee people asking, oh, do you have sports there? And,
right.
You know, we have 21 sports here. Well, we just added another 22 sports. And now it's nothing for a young man up for, you know, AAU basketball from Missouri or somewhere to say, yeah, I've been on your campus before and playing in some of those events. So that helps the recruiting. But we do like to, you know, stay attuned to the local kids. I think it helps build a fan base, right? You know,
right.
Their parents and aunts and uncles all coming. And so we try to keep on top of that and find out who all the engineers and actuaries are.
Hey, you guys play today, 2 o'clock at home against Dominican, team from Illinois. So far, 2-1, you won that the conference game against Lakeland 84-64. Brian, this year's team, you feel pretty good about how they're playing?
Well, we're young, 2 seniors, 1 junior. I do have a couple of sophomores that were redshirted from injury, so they've been around the program longer, but it's still relatively young. Our first few outside competitions, I think we had to get knocked in the teeth a little bit before we woke up and started playing hard. And you know, our first game was a loss to Lawrence, and we just had to get down before we played hard. And that you know, that's a lack of maturity in there. And I thought we just really responded the next game. So, you know, we started the game with a trifecta. That does not mean a made three-pointer for us. That means 3 stops in a row. And that's a goal. It's something I stole from another college coach, that if you get 7 of those in a game, you never lose. And so if we can get our kids focused on that and get the bench hyped up about getting stops, because that's where it all starts for us. Whether or not shots are going or how good you are offensively can kind of, you know, have up and down times. But if your defense is there and you're sharing the ball is there, you're going to be in good shape. So, yeah, we did start that game well with a trifecta and then kind of establish ourselves defensively. And so, I'm interested to see if we can do that again. Are we mature enough to build on that or not?
Hey, Coach, part of the Coach's Corner that we do is we ask any college coach that comes on to give us one or maybe 2 drills that they do on a daily basis because they believe in those drills so much. Can you give us a drill that you guys do at MSOE every day and kind of go through it for us?
Sure. I've had this one in my staple for over 20 years, and young kids like to hear that, right? kids don't like drills as much, but, you know, I'm a guy who just pounds defense. I was a guy who was raised on, you know, Dick Bennett and, you know, that kind of teaching there. So We it's a 3-on-3 drill that we call the 4-screen drill, and so we start with a guy at the top with the ball, like in the point position. It doesn't have to be a point guard. Everybody can play everywhere. And then we have a guy in the wing and a guy on the block. So we're kind of 3-on-3 on that side of the court. And then they have to do these 4 screens in order. They have to down screen for the guy on the block. Then we set a little UCLA screen up top. We reverse the ball back up top. We back screen the wing. And then when we throw the ball back to the wing, we set a ball screen. So you have those 4 screens. And I'll do a variety of things out of it. Some days it's just perfection, meaning they have to have been in the right position on every screen and called them out correctly and handled the screen the way we choose to, which might be different than the way others do. But, you know, we have to do all 4 of those aspects right for them to get off the floor. Other days we'll say they got to get 2 or 3 stops in a row. And then sometimes we build on that drill by adding guys on the weak side. So we're doing our 4 screen stuff on the one side, and maybe we have a weak side post on the other side. And when the ball comes up top, we have a little duck in there so we can train that defender to get back up the line and contest the pass. And it just, you know, it helps us with our defensive positioning and our defensive communication. And that one's been in there for 20 years. And, you know, I've had that one published I forget which magazine. It's one of the Winning Hoops magazines.
Sure.
One. Yeah.
Hey, do you still say on the line, up the line, like Dick Bennett did?
Well, that was when he was. That was before Dick was Division I. Maybe you remember the old videotape.
Oh, Mike. I do.
Oh,
I,
the one where he breaks the chalk and catches it. That's a staple.
Yes.
If you're a young coach, you don't know that one. You got to find that somewhere.
I watched it so much. I got so sick and tired of him saying on the line. Up the line.
Right.
On the line, up the line, over and over again.
And then when he got to Division I, he found out that, as opposed to being at Stevens Point, where he had a lot of times the better athletes, he found that now he didn't. So then he went into that pack stuff where he's,
yep.
You're not on the line, you're in the first gap, you're, you know, slightly close stance in the first gap, one pass away. And so we're more of a gap help team. I would say over the years, teams in our league, like Aurora and some of the Chicago-based teams, tend to be more athletic. And so we're going to be a gap help team. And, you know, the metric we look for is field goal percentage defense and scoring defense. And we're usually first or second. You know, on a bad year, we're third in any of those. And that's what we aspire to.
You know, back to the Stevens Point days, he didn't want you to allow the other team to reverse side of the floor.
Right.
And he talked about keeping the ball on one side of the floor, then on the line, up the line. And like when he got to Wisconsin and going to Division I and at Green Bay, all of a sudden he realized that was a lot easier to do at Stevens Point. And we probably won't bring that up nearly as much. We were talking to Brian Miller, the head basketball coach at MSOE. Hey, Dan, you love it too and we've had this discussion, when guys that might not be that – you know, high Division I, like some of the guys you have, or mid-major Division I, but guys that are looking to play at the next level and go to school and understand the importance of a really good, strong academic place to go. Places like MSOE just are just a wonderful place for some of these kids.
Yeah, it really is. And actually, you know, my nephew graduated from MSOE a year or so ago, and he, you know, stepped right out and into the world of work and got a great job. And you know, just we're very fortunate in the area to have a lot of small private schools. The Division III landscape is really competitive and great in the Milwaukee area and Wisconsin. So it's just great to have those options. And, you know, there always seems to be this emphasis on I'm going to get a scholarship. I'm going to go play D1 or D2 ball. You know, I talk a lot to people about go and watch. You know, we've got a former player playing at Edgewood and a former player at La Crosse and some other places, and I just love going to watch those games.
Yeah, I do too.
It's really good basketball that people don't understand how good it is.
No, you know? And you know what? Look, I firsthand have seen Brian Miller's coach and I've seen MSOE play, and there are some that's really good basketball. You know, you've got to be defensive minded. You've got to be tough mentally to play for Brian because he expects a lot on the defensive end. But, man, when his team does what he's asking them to do, it's a thing of beauty. even when it's your kid on the other team, then you got to watch. You got to watch it. But as a coach, you put the coach's hat on. It's a thing of beauty the way they play together and how hard they play. Hey, Brian, I really appreciate you coming on. I look forward. I'll see you in the gym soon, I'm sure. And certainly good luck to you and the boys this year.
Oh, thanks for having me, and appreciate you thinking of us, Mike. And always listen to the show and enjoy it. So
thank you very much.
And good luck to my Brook Central friends there in their season. I know one of their alums is playing against us today.
So. Who's that?
Wojcik.
Oh yeah,
he's at Dominican.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we're rooting for MSOE today. At least I am. I don't know about the guys in studio. Hey, Brian, thanks a lot. If I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You as well. Thank you very much.
You got it. This is the good Wendy's. This is the Wendy's Varsity. Oh, on the other side of the break, I'm going to cut you loose.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring these guys. I want you guys to think about your favorite basketball memory. Best memory. Whether it's third grade winning some, hitting a shot at the buzzer, something like that. You know, and I'm going to bring all four of these Brookfield Central boys up and ask them that question to end the show. Favorite basketball memory? You got one, Coach?
Oh, yeah, I've got a few, actually. If I have to narrow it down to one, it might be a little difficult. But, you know, Cole talked about, you know, we made it to state last year. Our sectional final win was really exciting. To me, you know, you talked about high school basketball in comparison to AAU basketball. And, you know, as a high school coach, you know, AAU does a lot of really, really good things for our kids. And, you know, I hear parents talk a lot about, oh, your kids will be so ready for this because of AAU and all that. Our game at West Dallas Central last year, 4,000, 4,500 people in the gym. I don't know exactly how many. There's not a lot of AAU games that have that.
Nothing. Yeah,
but
I agree.
What sticks out in my mind, you know, and hopefully one day we'll be hoisting a gold ball and that will be the favorite memory. But to me, what was really cool that day is as our boys came out of the locker room, we were down on the east side of the field house at West Dallas Central, and the Central fan section was on the west side. And, you know, here comes our guys running out onto the court, and that whole side of the bleachers just, like, stood up in one, and it was a crazy eruption, and I had, you know, the hair on the back of my neck
goosebumps.
Stood up.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, too.
So that was really cool.
For me, it was we beat Cuba City in sectional final, I believe it was, to get the state years ago. And when I was at Dominican, we won a couple of state championships, all that. That game for me was they were so good. And Coach Pettigrew is obviously really good. And we won that game, and that's my, I think, favorite memory. Other than at Calvary Baptist, we won the Christian State Tournament a couple of times.
Those are important.
They are, especially when you're coaching your own son. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show. Hey, we got four of the Brookfield Central boys we've been talking to a lot this year, and I've asked them for their favorite basketball memory. Cole, let's start with you. What do you got?
My favorite basketball memory is in eighth grade, our junior Lancer team won state for the fourth year in a row in Division I. So that was really
Did
cool.
you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Me and Gage, yeah.
Gage, how about you? Let's grab that microphone real quick.
This one's kind of a longer one. You know, Paul's son, Drew, he's one of my best friends. He hurt his foot in his first game back of eighth grade year with a new coach and stuff, and he was talking about his first shot and all this stuff, and his first shot hit behind the backcourt and went out of bounds, and it's just forever a story for them.
That's awesome. You know what? I told you guys this when I had the Martin Luther baseball guys in. The one guy said, look, I was catching, and he was pitching, and a guy who went into the Walmart parking lot. That's my favorite baseball story. Go ahead, if we can. Let's go right down the line. Yep.
My favorite basketball moment was after we beat Vincent, all the student section storming the court and cheering.
Man, that's good, hey?
Yeah.
Charlie, how about you?
My favorite basketball memory would have to be running onto the Kohl Center and playing at Kohl Center. It was just such a rush running out of the court and seeing all the fans support all year. And
You know what? Guys like me who try to predict that kind of stuff, you know, sometimes we're way off, but if I had a guess, my guess is you're going to have a chance to do that again. I got a lot of respect for your staff and these kids, and I've watched you guys play enough to know that you guys are going to be a really tough out when it comes. If you stick together and leadership-wise, if you guys continue to do what you're doing, and there's none of that, how come I'm not getting mine thing? You know how that can creep in. I got a chance. I got a feeling that that's going to be a tough out for anybody, and I really hope that you guys get a chance to get up there one more time. Charlie, for you, you guys have another year, but for you two seniors, I'm hoping. This has been really fun for me.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yes. I really appreciate you guys, your willingness to come in and share some stories and be a little goofy and have fun. So, Coach Wandry, thank you very much. Jeff, nice job. You've been listening to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.